Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news.
Two loud booms echoed through the streets of Holladay early this morning as police blew up a bunch of old dynamite found inside a home.
A lot of people had to evacuate as a precaution. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is on his way to the scene. Adam?
Amanda, I actually just arrived here in this quiet little neighborhood just near 6200 South 2300 East. And I can already see a ton of police and fire trucks still here aligning the road, and a huge plume of smoke just billowing over the still very dark sky here in the early morning hours. Police had told us that this started last night when a homeowner apparently called a friend and said that he had a bunch of old dynamite. They described it as ancient dynamite, and a lot of it that apparently had just been handed down from generation to generation. And when fire authorities arrived, they realized they could not get this out of the home safely because of how unstable it was. And so we heard these two huge booms this morning as they blew up this dynamite inside the home. Police are saying that this home is not going to be livable once all said and done. Nearly 100 people evacuated from nearby homes to another nearby location. We're hoping that they're going to be able to come home here soon. But for now, a ton of fire and police crews here on the scene. We'll keep you updated with the very latest live. Reporting live in Holladay, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Adam was talking about that evacuation. Well, the American Red Cross of Utah helping out in the evacuation zone. They set up an emergency shelter at Oakwood Elementary School on Highland Drive as a place for people to stay while police did their work. They say they'll have snacks and a place to stay as long as people need it.
Thousands of chickens are dead at a major Utah egg producer, and it's not bird flu this time. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the report. Peter?
Amanda, it was an inferno at the Oakdale Egg Farm in Lewiston, Utah, that brought down the roof of a barn containing 120,000 chickens. Cache County Fire Marshal Jason Wynn says the fire sparked around 4 p.m. yesterday, and the tin walls made it hard for firefighters to actually get inside and douse the flames. It didn't help there were no fire hydrants, and so the call went out for fire trucks to fly over from Logan and even Idaho. Firefighters did manage to quarantine it just to one barn, and Oakdale is one of the top 25 largest egg producers nationwide, with this one facility in northern Utah churning out a million eggs a day. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
I'm sure the question people are asking this morning now is, how is this egg farm fire going to impact our egg availability and prices? At this point, we just don't know, but Oakdale says sells their eggs in 11 states, including various grocery chains here in Utah.
KSL's top national stories now. The multi-billion-dollar foreign aid package is on its way to the president's desk after the Senate passed it late last night. The same bill package also says TikTok's parent company needs to sell the app or face a ban. Here is ABC's M. Nguyen.
Lawmakers in both parties say the Chinese government could force TikTok's owner ByteDance to hand over Americans' data or use the app to spread misinformation. TikTok denies sharing data with China's government and says it stores data in the U.S. But Senator Mark Warner says
they've not been in the classified briefings that Congress has held, which have delved into more deeply some of the threat posed by foreign control of TikTok.
ByteDance will have 9 months to sell the platform.
If TikTok doesn't sell, Americans will be unable to update or download the app. ByteDance is vowing to fight the ban in court, calling it a violation of the First Amendment.
The U.S. Supreme Court takes up another abortion case today.
The issue for the High Court is whether the federal law requiring hospitals to offer stabilizing treatment also requires abortions in states where the procedure is only permitted to save a woman's life. The justices are sure to seize on the meaning of the word stabilizing as they assess Idaho's abortion law, which has just one exception, to save the mother's life. It's the first major test of abortion bans since the justices thrust the debate back into state capitals 2 years ago.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy will have updates on the case throughout the day, and we'll go live as he joins us at 6:45.
An Ogden man is accused of erasing time card info for hundreds of people. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, 22-year-old Justin James Garcia will be in court this June for the charge. Last summer, he was fired from automotive supplier Autoliv. The next day, payroll information for 200 other employees was erased, including Garcia's. Ogden police say Garcia found a way to access and delete those records even after he was let go. 2 months' worth of that employee info was completely lost, and it cost the company more than $12,000. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic again with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, I've been watching this ramp closure from 21st South to go on to North 15 in Salt Lake City as crews work on a grass fire. So they're not letting anybody use that ramp. We've had a pretty good drive on the main corridor of I-15 in both directions heading to Salt Lake, but in Davis County, we've got some busy traffic at the south gate to Hill Air Force Base right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A man attacked by a grizzly bear in Montana made a return trip to the University Hospital to thank the doctors, nurses, and staff who kept him alive. Rudy Norlander tells KSL-TV he spent 5 weeks in the hospital after the attack, and this nurse says she's grateful he came back to say thank you.
To have someone remember you personally, it means the world, because it means that what you do really matters.
Boy, what they do does matter. Norlander continues to receive treatment. He had to have his jaw completely reconstructed.
An inspection of the nation's milk supply has detected strains of the bird flu virus in some parts of the country. ABC's Lionel Moise explains how consumers can stay safe.
After fragments of the bird flu virus were found in some milk samples, the FDA says the commercial milk supply is safe in part because of pasteurization, which heats milk to a specific temperature for a period of time. Officials saying even if virus is detected in raw milk, pasteurization is generally expected to eliminate pathogens to a level that does not pose a risk to consumer health.
In Texas, a farm worker was infected by the bird flu, which is only the second human case confirmed in the U.S.
The Park City Council wants to discuss setting aside money for an Olympic celebration. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
It's being speculated that the International Olympic Committee will make an announcement about the 2034 Winter Games on July 24th of this year. The Park Record is reporting that a celebration is a potential item on the Park City Council agenda spending plan for the 2025 fiscal year. That fiscal year begins in July.
So far, a location for that celebration has not been named.